begin our call this morning with the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another great week for your team. You extend your winning streak to 5 and now 10 of 11 with a 62-50 since we last talked, 62-57 win over Towson, and then a 6-point win, 77-71 over Hofstra on Saturday. Talk to me about the two games and how you feel like your team played.
Well, I mean, obviously we beat two really good teams. Towson was physical like we thought they would be. They really defended well, so we had to work hard to get points. And we had to really be physical on the glass, you know, but they played well. And we were just fortunate enough to make a few big shots down the stretch to pull away from them. And then Hofstra, they were really talented. They scored 71 points, which is a lot, you know, usually for us to give up. But they were really talented. They made a lot of contested shots. We did a pretty good job on Gustees, who's a very good player, you know, just making sure we didn't give him a lot of second-chance points. And we played well. You know, we had Joe Cheeley that had a great outburst at 31 points in that game. Certainly we needed it. And then we had another freshman, Grant Riller, scored a lot for us that game as well. So 77 points was a big offensive night for us. That's a lot of points for us. And we just made the plays we needed to have some success, but we beat two really good teams.
How good did it feel? Obviously, this was a tough stretch that everybody went through to start the league schedule with 4 games in 8 days and to be sitting at 4-0 in the conference. How well does that position your team here as we get going?
You know, man, it was an interesting stretch. I mean, you know, you didn't have a lot of time to think. You didn't have a lot of time to practice. I mean, because the games were coming. And so there was a lot of short preparation. We traveled a lot, you know, Delaware, Greensboro, back to Charleston. And so we had some airport time there where, you know, we just had to have some endurance. You know, we had to have some endurance, and we had to kind of stick to our principles because, you know, you just didn't have a lot of time to come back and practice to try to get better. So it was good to see our guys show up that way. We went to Delaware. Nick Harris didn't play that game, our starting center. He missed the game. We had some other guys step up. So it was good to see our bench help us in certain situations. And then we got back home and just, like I said, played really well against a really good Townsend team and as well as a Hofstra team. So it feels good to be in this position. But, man, we got a lot of work to do. We got good teams, good games coming up, challenges. And so we just got to keep pressing forward.
We're here with College of Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question comes from the line of Josh Wallish with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Earl. One of the few teams playing probably as good defense as your team right now is James Madison, who obviously you guys are facing Thursday. What stands out about the way JMU is playing defense at the moment?
Well, I mean, you know, they're a team that got a lot of veterans. Those guys have been around this league for several years, so they're not a young team. And then Lou Rowe, you know, is a really good coach, a young coach. I mean, obviously it's his first year, but I anticipated that his teams would play really hard and get after it, and that's what's happening. So I think it's a mixture of effort and it's a mixture of experience. You know, again, they don't have a lot of young guys they're playing. I don't think they're playing any freshmen. You know, they're playing seniors and juniors. And so from an experience standpoint, they have that part. I think they're playing with great effort. They're changing their defenses some, trying to keep teams off balance. So they're doing a great job. And I know they started out pretty tough with the non-conference, but, you know, it's a new season. They've been playing well of late.
All right. Thank you so much, Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Earl, you touched on Joe Cheeley, CA Player of the Week this past week, averaging 24 a game and maybe even more impressively shooting it at a really high clip, over 55% from the floor, 60% from three. We touched on how he lost last season due to injury. How do you feel like the year off maybe benefited him, and how has he improved his game from 2 years ago to now?
I mean, I think the biggest thing for the year off is just, he sat on the sideline and from a humility standpoint, he had to understand that, you know, the team could win without him. So I think he's a really humble kid. And so he's been one of those guys where he hadn't gotten caught in, he hadn't gotten like really caught into the idea of, hey, I got to score. It's just the opportunities have presented itself, you know, in the games, and he's had some open looks and he's made them. I think the sit out year probably helped him more than anything, just from a standpoint of just the game slowed down. I mean, like his decision making, his assist to turnover ratio, you know, him driving to the paint and how he making decisions at the end of the drive versus his last 2 years where he would get in there and take a tough shot. Now he's playing off 2 feet dead pivot, and he's making better decisions, whether it be for fouls for him or, you know, up and unders or just kick out for his teammates. So I just think his IQ and his feel for the game, just sitting out and watching, that's really helped him more than anything. And then he spent a lot of time in the offseason shooting, because with the injury, all he could do is shoot free throws and shoot threes. He couldn't move around a lot. So I think that helped him as well.
You touched on his assist-to-turnover ratio as your point guard, and you guys are leading the league, 10th in the country in fewest turnovers, just over, I think, 10.5 per game. How important has that been for you guys this season, and how much do you stress that?
Well, I mean, that's a big deal for us. We don't want to turn it over, and we talk about it a lot. And so, because, I mean, at the end of the day, based on coaches I've been around, they embedded it in my mind in the last 12 years that if you play good defense, you don't turn it over, you got a chance to win. And so, really, those are two things that if we can play good defense and we don't turn it over, then we kind of feel like we got a chance to win. So, we do talk about it. The guys have done a great job of making good decisions, you know, and hopefully we can keep that going. But I think those are just things that we would like to see out of our team. The low turnovers and the really good defense where we challenge people. And if we can do those things, we think we have a chance to be successful in most games.
All right, Earl. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.